diffusion for Kerry. Harris, H-E-R-R-I-S, March 2052, addresses a letter, Dr. Mr. Matthew, M-A-T-T-H-E-W, Flegel, F-L-E-G-E-L, P-A-C, 828-6835. Dear Mr. Flegel, follow-up for Kerry, chronic kidney disease, last visit in June, no hospital admission, taking Claritin for allergies, extensive review system for the most part negative, no change of weight at the time, vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, no infection in the urine, denied chest pain palpitation, increased dyspnea, orthopnea, PND, minor edema, no ulcers, no falling episode, others negative. Next paragraph, medication list review on Norvasc, chlorthalidone, metoprolol of the lisinopril. Next paragraph, today weight 208, blood pressure 126.80, obese, no ralwisis, no respiratory distress, no arrhythmia, no pericardial rap, no abdominal tenderness, edema 1 plus worse on the left comparing to the right, which is the site of vein donor, normal speech. Next paragraph, chemistries, August, creatinine 1.7, progressive slowly over time, present GFR 30, stage 3B, electrolyte, acid-base, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, normal, no anemia. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3 to 4, slowly progressive over time, no symptoms of uremia, no indication for dialysis, has diastolic type congestive heart failure, clinically stable, has preserved ejection fraction, does have moderate pulmonary hypertension, clinically not symptomatic. There has been no documented obstruction or urinary retention. Blood pressure remains well controlled off ACE inhibitors. Continue present regimen, chemistry on a regular basis, discuss the meaning of advanced renal failure, no indication for dialysis, which is done for GFR less than 15 and symptoms. Come back in 3 months, end of dictation.